Okay. Welcome.
Wait, what?
I thought we were clinking first.
I thought we clink after.
Oh my god.
Welcome to Mostly Tangents.
This is just a representation of how this podcast is gonna go.
Okay, so today we're gonna be talking about coming of age.
Or just like things that make us feel something.
Movies.
We're kind of discussing, like, obviously not during the podcast, but we were talking about how right now, like, we're kind of numb to things because there's just so much going on. Or even, like, in the past, like, things that, like, we are numb to, like, there being, like, a mass shooting or something. Like, eventually, like, just crazy sad news in the world, like, it numbs you.
Yeah. Yeah, like, after you hear about it multiple times, like, I feel like from the place of privilege that we're at, especially in this situation, it's easy to sort of be alarmed at first and then just sort of become numb as a coping mechanism. Like, I know we were talking about earlier, like, I've read so many studies about how your body just kind of shuts down in a period of trauma like this, especially since we don't really have the choice in how we cope with it, since we can't really leave our houses. It's really interesting.
Yeah. Or, like, I was reading this article about a doctor said, normally, like, humans go into fight or flight mode when there's something going on, but, like, right now, things are invisible to us, so it's hard to, like, actually fight something. So your body almost plays dead, and that's why a lot of people are, like, having mental health struggles or, like, really exhausted. Or just, like, there's other things in life that are desensitizing. So we're kind of talking about, like, what makes you feel something? And I kept joking, like, oh, I'll just go to the Target dollar section just to feel something.
It's just things that are, like, a good distraction.
Yeah, and then, I don't know, I was watching Perks of Being a Wallflower last night because it's finally on Netflix. Truthfully, I've owned it on Amazon for a really long time, but, like, it being on Netflix motivated me to watch it again. And I forgot, like, how transformative that movie was.
I feel like that's so basic of you to say.
Okay, but
like, the act of, like, at that one scene towards the end where they, like, stand up with their, like, hands through the sunroof, like,
yeah, with Heroes by David Bowie.
I, like, first of all, how they couldn't recognize Heroes by David Bowie when
the biggest,
yeah, like, they're like, we found the song, and I was like, you already knew this song.
Yeah, like,
who doesn't?
Why don't you just, like, play it for your parents? I don't know.
Yeah,
but it's such a, like, when you're, like, 13 or 14, though, it's such a, like, feeling you're chasing.
Well, there are, like, songs, too, where it's, like, everyone has that, like, list of songs that they have where they're, like, driving in the car at night, like, by themselves, and they just, like,
feel
something.
You feel infinite.
Yeah, yeah. You, like, feel infinite.
Like, it's so cliche. Yes, it's, like, it's such a cliche thing, obviously, and, like, I know how cringy it sounded for me to be, like, oh, I feel something, but it was more like all the memories of, like, I read that book in high school, and I don't know, like, as cheesy as the quotes were, like, I was in my feels last night, and when he was like, we accept the love we think we deserve, I was like, we really do.
I was talking about to someone the other day how I wish I could, like, unread Looking for Alaska and then reread it, and, like, but feel the same way I did when I was, like, 15.
Yeah, I agree.
Well, I think that's why, like, I hadn't watched that movie in years, and so it, like, made me, like, feel the way I felt. Yeah. Or just, like, that feeling of being in high school and feeling like no one understands you.
Right.
In that movie, like, the way it was written, it actually has, like, realistic feelings.
Like, hearing Ribs by Lord for the first time was the last time I truly felt something.
Like, some of these Netflix movies, you're just like, this is not...
Like, Tall Girl? Didn't we talk about... Wait, did I send you guys... There's, like, a tweet where it's, like, really, like... just bad Netflix movies that never should have been. Like,
there's just,
and it's like Tall Girls, Sierra Burgess or Burgess.
Must a loser. She was a loser. She, like, lied to Noah Centineo. Barb lied to
Noah. And then the other one was Kissing Booth. Have you seen that?
Yeah.
Oh, everybody watched that. Yeah, I definitely
saw them. So one of them came out recently. It was called All the Bright Places.
And that's a book.
Okay, but it was genuinely the most cliche movie. It had Elle Fanning in it. And she literally is like, I just, like, I got in a car accident, and, like, I'm afraid to drive now, and, like, no one understands me. It was just, like, every cliche of any, like, YA novel that,
like,
you could think of.
It was just, like, smashed like, into
it was, like,
one movie.
It was, like, if John Green were, like, on the Disney Channel. Like, I don't know. It was just, like,
oh, no.
That sounds horrible.
It wasn't Disney Channel. It was just, like, overly cliche, and it, like, made me angry to watch
it. Wait, did you guys watch...
Whereas Perks of Being a Wallflower is perfect, so...
Did you guys see that Stargirl was out on Disney Plus?
I did, and it has Grace Vanderbilt
on
it.
I love
her. It's, like, not it, though.
Oh, is it not?
I heard it's not good.
Because the High School Musical, the musical, the series, is it?
Oh my god, High School Musical, the musical, the series is, like, the best show I've ever seen.
It's fantastic if you haven't watched it. First of all, the original music is incredible.
Yeah, it's really good. When I broke with my boyfriend, I listened to Wandering, like, 80 times.
Okay, so here's the question.
Or the acoustic when there was me and you.
Oh, that's cute.
What songs would be on your indie movie, like, coming-of-age soundtrack?
I think you have to have Somewhere Only We Know by Keane.
Oh, that's a good
from
one.
From LOL.
Well, it's just like, it's so, like, I just feel like that's like a very, like, the beginning.
I cannot think of that movie.
It's
now.
Like either the beginning of the movie, like they're zooming in on the city, or it's like
the piano comes in.
Or just like something, something's falling apart.
There's that
and
song.
Like, you
want to
go, you want to go back. Like they messed up somewhere.
So that's a song by Keane, but there's another song by Keane called Everybody's Changing.
Yes.
That song is like.
No, I actually like have a playlist on Spotify of
I'm looking at
songs. I'm pretty sure I have like a driving alone in the car when everything's falling apart playlist kind of thing.
So in my head, like the beginning of my movie would start like, you know how every coming of age movie has the scene where like Lizzie McGuire is like changing clothes in her room like a million times, like getting ready for the day.
That song was The Tide Is High, in case anyone needs to picture it a little bit more.
So mine would be Keep the Car Running by Arcade Fire, and that's like how it would start, and I would like be half asleep, like, oh, she just can't get out of bed.
Oh yes.
And then like my mom would wake me up in high school, and I'm like rushing to get ready, and then I'd like get
your alarm
in my car,
goes off, and you're like, oh,
and throw like my brown messy hair into a messy bun, and like
and do my quick flicked eyeliner and then YN.
Well, no, see, like that's like another like wake up and rebellion, actually, just from that whole,
my god,
yes. What's it called? Is it funeral? Or the album?
Yeah,
that whole album is like all
a coming of age movie.
I have this playlist called The Long Drive Home in the rom-com where everything is falling apart. I think I made this, like, I think I made this summer when, like, a boy didn't talk to me, because, you know.
Yeah.
You know.
Just fun times. But I have, like, Seven by Catfish and the Bottlemen.
We did see them that summer, so.
Yeah. Or, I thought Next Year by Two Door Cinema Club.
The Rack Remix.
Yeah, that's, I have the Rack Remix. That's, like,
that
a good.
That song is so
it's
underrated.
It's, like,
yes.
Yeah.
I'll be home for now. I just felt like that would be a good, like, I don't know, like, montage song.
Yes.
When you see that song live, they, like, and their, like, backdrop is, like, a bunch of those, like, ticker symbols for airports. Oh.
Did you know that Rack played at the festival that we saw Dennis Lloyd at and we didn't go to?
Yeah. No. Yeah.
And we heard him.
No, I know.
He was on the other side or something.
Yeah, we talked
for context,
about it.
This summer, we were at a, like, street festival in Chicago and Rack played.
Okay, fun story about that. So, I took Dramamine that day.
Yeah, Eva was, like, going off the Dramamine.
And I was, like, going crazy, but anyway.
Oh, I also have Cherry Wine by Hozier. The live version.
But that's not, like, a song that inspires.
Oh, I was just thinking of, like, the depressive parts of the movie. Okay, maybe this is the wrong playlist.
That's, like...
Or, like...
Like, from Fault in Our Stars, Wait by M83.
Oh, I also have... Yeah, I have... Songs I would play in a driving sequence in an indie teen movie. I have a lot of these plays. Oh, Simple as This by Jake Bugg. Like, driving down the, like, if they're on a road trip.
Yeah, with, like, the guitar. I get you.
What's up? Robbers.
I was just gonna say Robbers.
No,
Sweet Disposition.
Of course.
I think Sweet Disposition and Next Year are, like, they have the same, they'd be a great mashup.
True, they would be. I wish I were a real DJ.
Sorry,
like, no,
I,
they have, like, sometimes I'll be listening to Next Year because it's on one of my playlists, and I'll be like, a moment of love. I don't know. It goes together.
Try. No, you're right.
For those of you listening at home, play them consecutively, you'll hear it. I don't know. Maybe not.
There's a lot of good.
I'm just currently thinking about how good the Call Me By Your Name soundtrack is, and how
that
might also be
Steven songs.
A time that I felt something.
I always thought it was Sufjan.
Oh, is it?
I don't know.
I can't speak to that. I don't want to offend anyone.
I've been saying it wrong this whole time. Well, it's like when you say like Hozier or Hozier.
I don't know. I say both depending on how I'm feeling.
But he says Hozier.
Does he?
But he doesn't say like. One of my friends told me it was Hoiser, and I was like,
there's no way.
It's like people say, some people say Haim, some people say Haim.
Yeah.
Or if you say Churches instead of Churches.
Churches.
Well, it's like always, but like always has two V's.
Yeah.
But it's always, it's just a play on words. But people are like, always? And I'm like, no.
That's
always.
Not how you say it.
It's always.
You know,
always?
It's like sometimes these bands get too creative, and it's like, if no one can pronounce your name, is it worth it?
Right?
Like Black, the artist that it's like six lakh.
Oh, oh like yeah. the lab artist?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like he goes by. Oh. My friend's running by right now. We can see her out the window.
Anyways.
That was that distraction, by the way.
I have
no, oh, that. Movie by Tom Misch.
Oh, that's a good one.
I don't know.
Tom Misch is good.
I don't know that song.
It's really good. I'll send it to you.
Can you send it to me?
Yeah. Another boy said, do you ever, like, look back and you're like, oh, someone that I, like, had a crush on or whatever sent me this song, and so now I like
yes.
this song.
I send...
like, the whole reason I like Tame Impala.
I send everyone, like, music, like, from Spotify, and sometimes they think it's, like, a pickup line, and I'm like, no, I think that you would really like this song. They'll be like, well, you weren't flirting with me, and I'm like, no, I just really thought that you would enjoy this, I was just trying
when
to...
When you're just a flirt.
So here's a hot take. Here's a hot take.
When you accidentally flirt.
In, like, the 2000s, or, like, mostly the 2010s, I guess, 80s music is, like, a very nostalgic thing put in... like, coming-of-age movies.
Like, Tears for Fears, like, in that P.S., what's the song, To All the Boys I Loved Before, or whatever?
Yeah, or, like, the Psychedelic Furs in Call Me By Your Name, or, like,
Heroes
the
by
Smiths
David Bowie.
In
this,
everything.
Whenever I hear Sweet by the Smiths, it's just, like, I don't know. It's but, so cliche. Okay, as cliche as, like, the soundtrack is for Perks of Being a Wallflower, I think it, like, set a tone.
Oh, totally.
It really did.
It was very intentional.
Come On, Eileen. Before that, there wasn't, like, a lot of movies, like, that had that.
Another hot take is that things that are cliche are usually good.
Oh, you know what?
Like, because they're cliche because they're good.
A really good soundtrack is Love, Simon.
Oh, I haven't.
Oh, yeah.
I forget. It's, like, a ton of Bleachers music. So it's because he's obsessed with... He's obsessed with Bleachers, and then he also really likes Panic at the Disco. I remember seeing that movie and, like, really, like, feeling like I was Simon. Even though I'm not a high school boy.
It was weirdly relatable.
But I still relate to him.
Have you guys ever listened to the Submarine soundtrack that Alex Turner does?
My favorite album of all time.
Or honestly,
have you seen the movie?
The Fault in Our Stars soundtrack is really good, considering it's mostly originals.
True.
What is?
The Fault in Our Stars.
Oh, wait. I was just talking about that.
Oh, were you?
Yeah, they play Wait by M83, like, all the time.
Oh, yeah.
Or the Ed Sheeran song. I can't think of what it's called.
It's like, yeah.
Okay, I'm gonna have to think about this.
I forget what it's called, but I know exactly what you're talking about.
And he talks about, like, playing Chasing Cars, which obviously is a great coming-of-age song.
True.
Oh, he talks about it in...
He said, I played Chasing Cars and I thought of us.
Who?
Chasing Cheeran Cars says that in the song.
Is quickly becoming, like, the new Wonderwall.
Well, because Chasing Cars was in that one episode of Grey's Anatomy, when, like, one of those main characters dies or something like that.
And can we talk about how just like, the whole Grey's Anatomy soundtrack? Like, they always play songs that are you need to hear at the moment.
Yeah, because it's all, like, sad. Honestly, we should just pull up a Grey's Anatomy playlist and go down
or
this.
The Gossip Girl soundtrack.
But...
Like, the first time I heard Thinking About You by Frank Ocean. Mm. Or, like, the episode where kids... by MGMT's on there, like,
or the song by Sum 41 that plays when
me?
Blair and Chuck have sex in the limo.
Yeah.
Like that.
I think about that every day.
That song was a coming of age song for me. I will say that.
Mm-hmm. But back to my tangent about
Marvin's Room by Drake.
Oh my god. About 80s music. So do you think that in like 20 or 30 years, like 2010s indie pop will be like the weird nostalgic, like, I'm so indie, like, I bet you wouldn't know this music that my mom likes.
Basically, thing, like, for kids like that are, like... the Cure of our generation.
So, like, they'll be listening to, like, Young the Giant in the 1975 and think it's, like...
Yeah, or I'm thinking more, like 2010s,
monkeys.
Like, Group Love, like, Phoenix, like, that type of stuff.
Oh,
yeah.
Actually, so my friend Spencer, well, he's all of our friend. Our friend Spencer sent me this bracket the other day of all the 2010s indie... pop.
Wait, really?
I almost sent that to you guys. I haven't saved on my phone. I just haven't filled it out yet.
I filled it out and
can we talk
Spencer
about it?
And I agreed.
Can you send this to me?
Yeah, so I filled it out and then of course we had the 1975 winning.
Oh wait,
then,
I have a different one. Okay.
Oh,
can you send
then
that one to
Spencer
me?
Spencer did it and also got the 1975, so he's right.
This is a perfect transition. Let's fill out this bracket for ourselves.
Yeah, let's fill it out together maybe.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, that's good. Or we can debate it at least.
Yeah, we can at least debate it.
I'm just Allison, you don't Twitter anymore, dang it.
I'm taking a break from social media just to, like, clear my head and, like, feel my zen.
I did that over the summer, and it was very therapeutic.
Very. So. When you're from Chicago. When your mom's from New York, but you're from Chicago, very. All
right. Thanks.
She also says forest. Sorry. Not to, like, harp on Eva.
That's like accent appropriation.
But so, okay, we're gonna start... Should we just start in the top corner?
Yeah.
So, Arctic Monkeys versus Youngblood Hog.
Who's Youngblood Hog?
Exactly. So,
Arctic Monkeys. I'm just gonna say right now that they win for me, so...
Wait, can I disregard my argument? No, you're gonna have some, like, overall... They're your favorite band of all time.
Yeah, so they're going to win.
But there's, like, some good... We can have some good arguments.
No, I will present some
If you guys want to know, this is what makes me feel something. Because, like, it gets more difficult.
Okay, so Arctic Monkeys, and then...
We have Starfucker or Group Love?
Group Love.
Yeah. Starfucker has some good bops, but, like, Group Love overall.
Yeah.
That song from all the Target commercials?
Oh, my God. Group Love was really fun live, too. I, like, did not expect to have as much fun as I did. Good times.
Yeah.
Catfish.
Sorry, someone has a lawnmower coming by, in case you can hear that.
Oh, but... Catfish. 100%. All their songs sound exactly the same, but they're fun.
Wait,
but
the next one's kind of hard.
Black Keys or Atlas Genius? I say Black Keys.
Why?
I love the Black Keys.
I don't know any Atlas Genius songs.
I love Dan Auerbach because he's a great producer. He's won multiple
Black
Grammys.
Black Keys is more, like, generational.
And he cares, like, I don't know.
Except they beat Ed Sheeran for the Grammy, but it's fine.
Okay, but they deserve it because they're great producers.
Okay, this is another hard one.
White Stripes.
See, the White Stripes and the Kooks, you can't do that because the White Stripes were, like, you know, late 90s.
No, the Kooks. The Kooks definitely win this one.
I don't know, but
Jack White is, like, his own thing.
The White Stripes are
now just important for marching bands. So
they're, like, a novelty. Like, but the Kooks are, like, actually good.
Okay, fine. Let's go Kooks.
I just feel like...
Okay. I love the Kooks, and
Tame
I...
Tame Impala or Neon Indian.
I really like Neon Indian. I don't wish they didn't put them together, but...
Tame Impala. It gets worse, like, some of these.
Okay.
Portugal and Man or Small Pools?
I hate Small Pools.
Small Pools.
I like Small Pools.
Really?
I don't really like either that much, to be honest, but... Portugal the Man, I just can only think of, like, two songs by them.
I feel like I'm getting roasted. And I gave no bucks when I'm here.
They're, like, both mediocre to me, so.
Portugal the Man has one song.
I don't know.
Small Pools has at least
Portugal
three.
Portugal the Man has more than one song.
They have a lot of songs.
I don't know. I just feel like Portugal the Country is better.
The Strokes, Arizona, obviously the Strokes.
The Strokes. Oh, has anyone listened to their new album that dropped last night?
Yes.
No, we can talk about it later. It is amazing.
I haven't listened to it yet, but we all, I think we can all concur that seeing The Strokes live was a life-changing experience.
Going to the mosh pit during last night.
Okay, Vampire Weekend in the Head and the Heart.
Vampire Weekend.
Franz Ferdinand and the Wombats. I'm saying the Wombats.
I would say the Wombats. I've also seen Franz Ferdinand, and they were really good, but, like, the Wombats, I listen to them more. Like, Franz Ferdinand is
more iconic, but the Wombats have, like, more songs. Bombs. Like,
For me, I feel like the Wombats music is, like, my taste, so I'm going to have to say that. See, this is hard.
That was a tough one, though.
Bleachers or the Mowglis. I love the them Bleachers. Both. I'm going to say Bleachers because I think Jack Antonoff is a genius.
Yeah. Wow.
But I love the Mowglis.
All right.
Yeah, I would agree wholeheartedly.
They're both great live.
That's fine. I don't even care.
Bastille or Cold War Kids. I'm saying Bastille because I'm a Day One fan.
I like the Cold War Kids.
I like them, too.
I really don't have an opinion on that because I've seen both of them. I like both of them. And I like about an equal amount of songs from both of them. So I'm neutral.
Bastille, I just feel like
we got like mascara in our eyes seeing them. Do you remember?
Yeah,
like,
because it was pouring rain.
We saw them at Lollapalooza a few years ago, and it was pouring rain, and like I couldn't see because like there was makeup in my eyes, and I went through that for them. So
for Bastille,
yeah. So Bastille's
okay.
Okay, Florence and the Machine or AJR?
Florence.
I hate AJR.
Me too. I'm really not a good.
People. I know that will really offend people, so I'm
specifically
sorry.
I just feel like
AJR is very.
And my ex-boyfriend, it will offend. And your ex-boyfriend, it
do you
will
guys
offend.
Like? John
yeah,
Bellion?
But that's okay.
Hmm?
Do you guys like John Bellion?
He's okay.
I have no feelings.
He reminds me a lot of AJR, and I don't like.
I don't know. Okay, AJR to me, I just think about their first hit, which was like the SpongeBob song, and I just can't get past that.
Oh no!
I like, truthfully cannot name any of their songs, and I. Don't really want
they
to.
They played like an off. So I don't know. I had to see them at Lollapalooza this year, and it was not. Enjoyable.
Oh, you had to.
Oh, Cassidy God. Made me go.
Oh, okay.
It's fine.
We love you, Cass.
We love you, Cassidy. Okay. We just have different philosophies.
Lumineers and Vinyl Theater.
Lumineers.
Now, I really like Vinyl Theater, but
Lumineers is like iconic. I just feel like they're iconic, and their music is very feel good.
Oh.
Peter Bjorn and John are Hippocampus.
Oh, Hippocampus is so fun.
Obviously.
I love Hippocampus.
Yeah. KGL Elephant,
even though
the
I love Young Folks, I don't know any other songs by them.
Yeah, exactly.
Much.
Yeah.
KG Elephant,
the
Colorist.
Cage the Elephant.
Cage the Elephant, hands down.
Dude, I love Cage the Elephant. Right. I could go
Cage.
On.
Cage.
Okay, now we go to the other side.
Okay.
So you have Two Door Cinema Club or The Jungle Giants.
Two Door Cinema Club. I've never heard of The Jungle Giants, truthfully.
Exactly. And then we have St. Motel or Arcade Fire.
Arcade Fire.
That one to me is really hard.
That is
hard. And I think, I'm going to say Arcade Fire because they're more legendary. But I love St. Motel.
I know like five St. Motel songs, and they're good, but
Arcade Fire is like a foundational
building block of indie rock.
Though. Okay, but what is similar about St. Motel and Arcade Fire?
Nothing.
In my mind, like their music is not at all the same, but I like, in my mind, equate them. It's kind of like I equate Herman D. Wells and Winston Churchill as being the same.
All right, that's a mental opinion.
Never mind. Young the Giant or the Griswolds?
Young the Giant.
All J or the Local Natives?
All J.
The Neighborhood or Bad Sons? Bad Sons because Sweater Weather can leave.
Bad Sons because of the trifecta of
emo 2013 Tumblr grunge. Like, The Neighborhood like doesn't do it for me. Like,
no. They have a great symbol, and that's it.
I would never see them because I don't know enough.
Yeah, but I just, The Neighborhood just doesn't do it for me.
Bad Sons is really good.
They're really good.
They actually came out with some really good new music. Anyway.
Walk the Moon or Milky Chance?
Walk the Moon.
I can't understand what they're saying. But also, Walk the Moon to me is just like the epitome of happy music.
They're just so fun. Like, I've seen them like three times.
Walk the Moon doesn't hit me deep necessarily,
but it's just like so fun. I've seen them so many times too.
I've listened to their music at like so many points in my life too, and it always slaps.
You know what would be a good comparison? Walk the Moon and Group Love.
Yeah.
I think I would choose Walk the Moon.
Yeah. They're just good, clean fun. Yeah. They're like some nice Midwest boys.
Yeah, I am a big, like, I have so much fun at their shows.
Yeah.
I think their music is really good.
Just, yeah. There's, if I had to pick, like, a band on this list to DJ my wedding or something, or, like, a party or a prom, or just, like, because they're fun. Like, they get everyone to have a good time. Like, I love seeing them.
They're a 3 seed, and I think that's fair.
Yeah.
Okay, Of Monsters and Men or Heim?
I love Monsters and Men.
I don't really care about either band.
No!
Like, they're both good.
I want to say that when I saw Heim for the first time, if it's Heim or Heim, I'm sorry if I'm offending you, but when I saw them for the first time, that's when I was like, oh my god, like, girls can play guitar. Like, that's cool.
I mean, yeah, but, like, Of Monsters and Men is so folksy. Like,
I mean, okay, they're going to get knocked out soon anyway.
True, so I guess it doesn't matter.
Let's do Heim, because...
And then the 1975 or Echo Smith, hands down
the 1975.
Echo Smith.
Not even comparable. Not even a little comparable.
I saw them live and they were not good. Okay, so
Passion Pit or Circa Waves?
Circa Waves is so good for Passion Pit because Passion Pit has Sleepyhead
and just legendary
Little
music.
Secrets.
They're both really good though.
Capital Cities or Empire of the Sun?
Empire of the Sun, duh.
I was gonna say Capital Cities.
I would say Empire of the Sun.
I don't know.
I think I saw Capital Cities and like had a really fun time.
Did you see that?
I was there. It was fun.
Huh? There was like a block party at IU.
That was the year before we came here.
Oh. Yeah.
So, okay.
Glass Animals, American Authors.
Glass Animals.
American Authors has like two songs.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
I wouldn't even consider them like indie. That's like very radio friendly top 40.
Yep.
MGMT or Lord Huron? MGMT.
MGMT, yeah, mm-hmm. for sure.
MA3 or Beach House?
I have to say Beach House.
MA3 has such iconic songs, but Beach House has, like, again, a volume of...
A volume that's just incomparable to MA3.
I would concede that, yeah. So, this is a hard one, too. Phoenix or Fits in the Tantrums?
Phoenix.
Are you kidding me?
I love Phoenix.
Fits in the Tantrums is so basic, and I won't
lie. I was going to say Phoenix, but I didn't know if that was controversial.
I low-key stand
Phoenix. Working Amadeus Phoenix.
I am, like, Phoenix,
me, like, 7th grade.
My Pandora slapped.
We literally went to a concert, and Frank Ocean was supposed to play, and instead of Frank Ocean, at the last minute, they were like, actually, Phoenix is coming.
How disappointing, but also how great.
And everyone was like, aw, and then nobody was there, and then I was there, because I was like, I love them. Okay, anyway.
I love that for you. Okay,
Coin or the XX? I'm gonna say Coin.
I'm gonna say the XX.
Intro?
Ooh. I don't know. Coin is another band that like makes me happy.
Yeah, but Coin is like, I feel like they're late to the game, so they follow the formula that
they
other
do.
Bands set the precedent
they don't have
for.
Anything that's like.
Like, they didn't create their sound, you
they
know?
Don't have
yeah,
anything
I don't know.
That's like unique.
Yeah, they just do like what Group Love does
Can
or whatever.
About, like, I don't know. XX is like.
Alright, anyway.
Okay.
The
aesthetic
is vibey.
You know, I'll
we'll talk one. About it after.
Okay, we'll talk about it after. Foster People or Colony House? Foster.
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 Alright.
Alright, let's go back up.
Alright, so let's go back to the other
side. I really
side.
Hope people are enjoying this, but.
I think a couple of our friends will listen to this.
I think this is really interesting. Okay. Arctic Monkeys or Group Love?
Arctic Monkeys.
See, some of these are, like, hard positions, because, like, I would think Group Love would make it further.
Yeah,
but, like, you
but
can't
it's just
have
because
them,
they're pitted
they're
against
legend.
Each other.
Okay.
Hey, Catfish or Black Keys?
I'm gonna say Catfish.
I'm gonna say Black Keys.
Me too.
Technically, the Black Keys are way more technically skilled than Catfish. Their music is a lot more diverse. They have a lot more albums.
Dan Auerbach
is a Grammy-winning producer.
I agree.
He cares a lot about rock history and the blues and
the documentaries. Okay, go off
on your tangent, I guess.
I think Dan Auerbach is a great guy.
Okay, I agree.
I'll concede.
I love Catfish and the Bottlemen, and honestly, I probably listen to them more, but I think that the Black Keys are more technically skilled.
Okay.
Kooks or Tame Impala?
Tame Impala.
That's hard.
I love the Kooks.
I don't want to kick the Kooks out in the second round, but okay, they have to be.
I think Tame Impala, like...
is better.
They're, while a lot of their music... it's kind of like Catfish and the Bottlemen, where more like a lot of it sounds the same. I think they've done
something for music. No, but they're not like Catfish, where like a lot of their songs sound like other band songs. I feel like Tame has their own sound.
Tame has their own sound. I think they've done... like, they're still changing
They
music.
As in Kevin Parker. And Kevin Parker alone.
If we're taking it, like, from a... music, a technical musical standpoint,
then definitely Tame Impala.
But if we're taking it from a, like, my heart feels really good when I listen to a lot of their songs,
I still would say Tame Impala.
Yeah, because Tame Impala, I feel like I bump just as much as I bump Kooks stuff.
I like,
so.
And I still like, I don't know.
I still, no hate,
have,
I love
have
the Kooks.
Have the Kooks released anything recently?
Yeah, they did a couple years ago, but it wasn't that good.
They've been posting stuff on Twitter, so they're still, like, alive and well. But
they're just like,
yeah.
Yeah. Okay, Portugal, oh no, Small Pools and The Strokes.
The Strokes, duh.
That's obvious.
Okay.
Strokes,
I don't know. Vampire Weekend or The Wombats?
Vampire Weekend. Again, they've just changed.
We all know this is going to come down to, like, The Strokes, Arctic Monkeys, Vampire Weekend, 1975.
Okay.
But it's still fun to debate.
Right.
Okay. Bleachers, Bastille.
For me, that's, like, tough.
I would say Bleachers.
I'm still going to say Bleachers, but...
I really don't like Bleachers, but I would just say Bleachers.
I just think because
I can't stop thinking about Pompeii.
What's his name?
Who, Dan or Jack?
Jack Antonoff. I just think he's. I mean, because if I can make the argument for Dan Auerbach as a producer, then I can make it for Jack Antonoff.
That's true. Except we have to knock him down points for dating Lena Dunham.
Also, why are Lorde and Lana Del Rey not on this list? There's no women. I would just like to acknowledge the complete lack of diversity in this list.
I think indie pop has a long way to go.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because really there's like the only like diverse like people of color, it's like Young the Giant is like the only one on there.
Yeah, that's such a good point. But the music still slaps, but we have a long way to go.
I'm arguing Bleachers, but we do have to knock Jack Antonoff down for dating Lena Dunham.
That's true. He might be out in the next round for that.
Okay.
Okay.
Florence and the Machine or the Lumineers?
I'm going to say Lumineers.
I'm going to say Florence.
I will say Florence, too.
I think you're outvoted.
The Lumineers, are good.
The Lumineers are, like, fine.
But Florence, like, takes music and creates,
like an experience.
She does.
That's true.
And, like, her live show
And I like her better than Lana. Because Lana's, like, the Ignore Me More vibe.
Oh, I love Lana, though.
I love Lana, but she's, like...
No, you're so right.
Florence, to me, is, like, the
so
mother of
no,
every,
yeah.
like, indie
Florence is
child.
Very, like, motherly, like, sweet. Yeah, she,
yeah.
Like, I would hang out. With Florence.
Like, I feel like she would, like, make you feel good. But also, I don't know. That's my
No, yeah. I want to, like, cry in the bathtub to Lana. But, like, I listen to Florence.
But Florence takes you to, like, a transient experience. Like, you're floating.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. Okay. Hippocampus. Cage. Okay.
I just feel like they're legends.
They're legends. And their live show is fantastic. They're so fun. Like, they have such a, like, diverse range of music, too. Like, they can do it all. They're great.
Uh-oh. I'm sorry.
Uh-oh.
I couldn't zoom in. Ow. Okay. Two-Door, Arcade Fire. Oh, no. I'm going to go with Arcade Fire.
I'd go with Arcade Fire, too.
I think, yeah.
Just I love Two-Door.
I love them both.
Love Two-Door.
But all of Two-Door Cinema Club's songs
sound similar.
But Arcade Fire is just technically better.
It's just like when I listen to Settle... My whole body, okay.
Anyway, I know.
So they're both, it's like, these are hard, especially, like...
Yeah, they're only going to get harder,
I think
soon.
I've seen 60% of these bands live. Like,
same.
They're, like,
me too.
A lot of them together. Main rotation, yeah.
I've spent too much money on these bands. Okay.
Good thing we can't go to concerts
too
this
much
year.
Or just
LOL.
Enough.
All right, Young the Giant or Alt-J?
Young the Giant.
I don't know. Okay, technically better would be Alt-J, but they haven't released anything in years.
No,
and can I also... I just also want to make the case that, like, Alt-J, like... To me, their music is, like, people love them, but, like, I just have never gotten it.
Alt-J?
I don't know. I like them.
Like, I
get you. Sometimes their riffs are, like, kind of weird. But But, like, I just feel like that's, like, almost...
Young the Giant for me is, like, another... Yeah. They're another, like,
I saw All Day Glass Animals back to back.
I, like, was excited for Glass Animals, but then All Day, like, sat down, like, in the field.
They're just, like, yeah, they're a different vibe. I would be okay with putting...
Yeah, I wouldn't bump
Young the Giant to me is, like, very, like, happy, powerful, like...
Yeah.
My body tells me no.
That, okay. Yeah. For my body alone. Yeah.
Okay. Well.
Okay. You know, I don't know. I love them. So.
It's fine. Bad Sons, Walk the Moon.
Walk the Moon.
Walk the Moon. To me, they're like, I think Bad Sons actually opened for Walk the Moon a few years ago. Like, yeah. So they're very, like, similar. Yeah.
They're good. They're coming. Mm-hmm. Okay. Haim or 1975?
1975.
That's not even a question.
Not even close.
Alright. Passion Pit. Empire of the Sun.
Passion Pit,
like...
I don't know. They're the same to me. They haven't
released anything recently. And, no, but I just feel like Empire of the Sun has, like, Alive, We Are the People.
I don't really know either of them that well, like, enough, so I'm gonna let you make a decision.
I'm gonna veto Empire of the Sun.
Okay, this means I get a veto later.
Okay.
Fine. Well, what is your argument for Passion Pit?
I, like, don't know any Empire of the Sun either. So. And, well, no...
That's not good enough.
I have no opinion on that one.
Passion Pit needs to release some more music, though.
Okay, Glass Animals or MGMT?
Glass Animals.
I love
Even
their new Glass music Animals. Is really good. Like, Tokyo Driftin', like, makes me want to, like, crash my car
new?
Into a wall.
Or is that a couple
Came years out in November.
Oh, okay.
It's newish, yeah.
It's newish.
I think that's her most recent release. But, like, that song makes me want to, like... It's got so many parts. I don't know. I love Glass Animals.
I just like everyone to know that I think I discovered Glass Animals in like 2015.
Uh-huh. You didn't discover.
Of course you did.
They're also really good studying music. Fun fact.
They're just really good. They're really good.
They used to, so like Gooey used to be like a huge song for like people that created like, what do they call that? Like alternative dancing or whatever. Not interpretive dancing.
Oh,
but,
you mean like
But I used to like have dance? A lot of friends that would like choreograph song or choreograph stuff to Pools and like and that's how I found out about them. Anyway,
I love them. I've seen them like 3 times.
So Beach House or Phoenix? I want Phoenix.
I say Phoenix.
Yeah, I'd say they're
like Beach
they're
House,
both...
but Beach House is too new.
People might hate me for this, but I just like Phoenix.
Me too. I just really enjoy them.
I just, to me, they're like very nostalgic. Like you said, like 7th grade Pandora.
Yeah.
Like,
okay. XX or Foster?
Foster. People.
They're like
especially
so,
their old stuff.
They're so badass. Like.
Badass. No, like, they just transcend. Like,
I don't know. Okay, a badass is the wrong word, but like they're like cool. Like I don't know. I like their music.
No, especially their older. What's the album that's blue? I forget what it's called.
Supernova or
like
super,
I don't. Some people just know them like Pumped Out Kicks, but they have just so many other good songs.
No, Torches is the best album.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Yeah,
they're good.
Yeah, like, I love them.
Okay, ready? Go back up to the top.
Okay. We're moving on. What are we now in the Sweet 16?
Yeah.
Okay.
Arctic Monkeys or Black Keys?
Oh my god. Ouch. I mean, obviously Arctic Monkeys, but like...
This hurts my heart.
That literally
hurts. I think Arctic Monkeys because...
I feel like we're basic if we say Arctic Monkeys, but that's fine.
Well, the Black Keys, though, when you compare, like, they don't have the range that Arctic
You're
Monkeys do.
You're so right. Okay.
They have more range than Catfish,
but... I have, like,
Catfish,
an affinity. You know I do. My boyfriend in high school cheated on me with this girl, and they
I don't
went
know why
to
I laughed, I'm sorry.
No, literally they went to an Arctic Monkeys concert before they cheated on like me.
But
together.
We're basing this on how technically
and
skilled
so
the
I
man
can't
is.
Listen to Arctic Monkeys anymore, so I haven't like been anyway. Okay,
I don't know. I feel like
Arctic
Monkeys. Like
if you're basing it on AM, I'd say absolutely
but just
Arctic
so you guys
Monkeys.
Know,
I don't
like,
know if
AM is like not even their best album though. So
no, but I don't also think that the Hotel and Casino. The whole long title.
That's not their best album.
No, I was going to say.
I'd say it's their worst album.
No, but yeah. I think that it brings down their credibility for sure.
No, but also, because like Black Keys, to be honest, I only know the album that's like, this is the Black Keys, this is the Black Keys.
Oh, Brothers?
The Brothers?
Yeah.
Yeah. Everyone had that poster in their room. Like,
it's a good poster. Like,
whatever.
It
you know
what?
Shout out to their graphic designer. You know?
True.
Anyway.
This is tough. I can see it.
Tame the Strokes.
The
Strokes.
Sorry.
I
feel like it has to be The Strokes, because The Strokes are the foundation of indie rock. If there's one band that is the, like,
do you know what's going to be, like, do you see the Elite Eight is going to be them?
Yeah, but The Strokes, are the first line of Arctic Monkeys' last album is, I just wanted to be one of The Strokes.
True.
They literally conceded the contest to them already.
All right.
Okay.
Vampire Weekend, Bleachers, Vampire Weekend.
Vampire Weekend.
easy.
I will do.
I don't even want to say anything about that.
Yeah, like that's just the answer.
Yeah. If you think otherwise, then you're wrong.
Florence and the Machine, Cage the Elephant.
Cage. That's also just
the true answer.
I just think that all these four that we just picked on this side are just
my like, favorite band of all time.
On my PR. Anyway, yes, anyway.
I'm stuck in 2014 and I can't get out.
Yeah. Help.
Help.
All right. Arcade Fire, Young the Giant.
Arcade Fire.
I agree.
I guess I just love Young the Giant more. Like, I listen to more of their music, but I think Arcade Fire is, like...
Transcendent.
Yeah. That's why I'm like, are we ranking them as legends, or are we ranking them as like what makes you happier?
It's up to your opinion.
Because like Young the Giant, yeah, like to me, like they're like,
well, of course Arcade Fire doesn't make you happy because a lot of their songs are really depressing.
Yeah.
Well, but it's basically
some of their songs make me like so happy, like Dancing in a Field. Like,
yeah. It's like if someone came up to you and was like, do you really like Joy Division? Like, nobody's gonna be like, oh, they made me so happy. Like, no.
No.
The lead singer literally committed suicide before they could even feel like that.
But Let's Dance to Joy Division by the Wombats is a bop.
Great song.
Just plugging that up.
But it's so ironic because nobody dances to Joy Division. Anyway,
well, that's the point of the song.
I know.
And the next line is, and celebrate the irony.
I know. Anyway, okay, so. Okay. Sorry. Walk the Moon or 1975?
In the 1975.
But, like, we have to give honorable
like, no hate on Walk the Moon, but, like.
No, they're great. They're happy. But the 1975, it.
I'm really
no
happy.
One has the range except for Lady Gaga.
True. That's it. That's the tea.
No one has the range.
I'm just happy how this is turning out. Okay. Empire of the Sun, Glass Animals.
Glass Animals.
Now I'm ready with my left hand. Okay.
Okay.
Ambidextrous.
Phoenix, Foster the People. I love Phoenix, everyone. Okay, I just can't not.
I kind of want to say Foster the People. I don't know. They're kind of the same.
No, you're right. I know you're right that Foster the People is probably it.
Yeah.
I think it is.
Phoenix has, like, albums that are, like, purely instrumental. And yeah. I just love it.
They're great. Like, that's why, like, all of these bands, like...
They're all good.
They're
we
all
have no
good.
Hate on any of these
I
bands.
I know they're good. I'm not hating. I love them.
Like, no hate, like, the no hate campaign, but, like,
no hate
against Phoenix, but, like, Foster the People's moving on to the Elite Eight.
Okay, fine. Alright. Okay, ready?
Ready.
Elite Eight is next.
Arctic Monkeys. Wow, this lawn mowing guy needs to just stop.
Can you not?
Literally, the volume.
The other day, they are out here, like, I'm doing my Zoom classes because that's life now. And I had to, like, give a presentation to my teacher, and these people just wouldn't stop. Like, and I was like, I'm so sorry.
Excuse me, sir.
So.
And you're, like, screaming.
Yeah.
So this is for the Elite Eight.
Okay. Arctic Monkeys, Strokes.
We have to make that decision right now in the Elite Eight and not in the final four.
No, we have to make the decision.
Okay. I would say, even though Arctic Monkeys is my actual favorite band of all time,
because
the
Arctic Monkeys... Alex Turner would pick the Strokes.
No,
and so he's before, giving the blessing to pick the Strokes.
Yeah, like, Alex Turner himself would pick the Strokes. And their first covers before they were even a band were Strokes covers. Like, they literally started...
They're older.
He got a guitar for Christmas because he, like, liked the Strokes so much and wanted to start a band because of them. So if we're going by, like, legend and credit, where credit is due, then the Strokes have to be
Yeah.
Them.
Okay. We know the Strokes is just gonna win.
Okay. I feel like they are.
Okay. Vampire Weekend, Cage the Elephant.
Vampire Weekend.
Like,
love. The Range.
It's
fine. Arcade Fire, 1975.
I'm gonna say 1975.
I can't say that Arcade Fire is better than the 1975.
Like, I get why people, like, again, they're older and they have the respect, but I could, like, make an entire, like, dissertation.
The 1975 are going to be way more important than people ever thought they were going to be. Like, I know, like, NME's first review of them was like, this is literally garbage. Like, they basically just equated them with The Neighborhood, which was, like, fair for their first album. But, like,
they've done since then.
Yeah, they basically, like, issued an apology since, like, because then they gave their second album, like, Album of the Year the next year. And, like.
And also, NME's not even in print anymore, so, like,
no,
are they relevant?
But, like, yeah, I just feel like the 1975 is, like, going to continue to get more culturally important.
I just feel like it's going to be the 1975 and the Strokes.
I think you're right.
Okay.
And it's going to... I'm going to have to... We'll all
Foster
have to go...
Glass Animals, Foster the People?
Yeah. I'm going to say Glass Animals.
Glass Animals,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Final four.
Strokes, Vampire Weekend.
Okay, this, there can be an argument for each one.
Yeah.
Okay.
So they're both very culturally important.
Yeah.
You have 1 minute to argue.
Okay. So the book, Meet Me in the Bathroom, I forget who it's by, great book by a journalist
I
who
still
was,
have it.
I would like it back.
I will give it to you.
By a journalist who was living in New York City in like the early 2000s when both of those bands were coming up.
It's so good.
Like they came up together. And I don't know, I just feel like if we're going by technical skill, like Vampire Weekend is just as much of a foundation of indie rock as The Strokes. And Vampire Weekend is technically skilled better. Their lyrics are better, even though Julian Casablancas is a great lyricist, you can just barely understand him. But
they both took
wait,
super
you're
long
an
hiatus
argument for Vampire Weekend right now.
I would also yeah. make the argument for Vampire Weekend because
wait, what? I thought The Strokes was gonna win.
I kinda did too.
I did
like,
too, but when you really look at it, like Vampire
who
Weekend
who makes you happier
yeah, they have
in your
more,
soul. In like, your soul, Vampire Weekend like truly like
I would say The Strokes probably make me happier actually.
Their music
oh,
is like angry.
No, it's
no,
not.
No, they're just so
like,
happy.
It's like
yeah, a
there's
summer
so, there's summery windows down there.
I'm like really mad that you made that.
I don't know. No, but
I'm just happy.
Vampire Weekend is just like, I think I listen to The Strokes like in different periods of my life, and Vampire Weekend has been like a longer range of listening.
I just feel like you have an emotional attachment to Vampire Weekend.
That is.
And you need to remove that attachment so that we can finish.
So you can put your emotional attachment to The Strokes and argue that.
Okay, I have an emotional attachment to both bands, and I'm setting it aside right now and saying that since they came up at the same time, cultural relevance aside, like because I think they're equal in that respect, that Vampire Weekend has more technical skill
okay.
and it's more intricate.
Did you see the meme of
like,
Julian Casablancas like getting ready for to enter like the grocery store during
oh,
coronavirus.
With his fingerless gloves.
And it was like fingerless rubber gloves. Sorry.
Okay.
Yes, we love
all
to
right.
see it.
Vampire Weekend.
I can't believe that, but
I can list like
yeah. There are arguments you could make otherwise. Too,
I would
but
have
in this
never
moment,
guessed.
In this moment, I'm gonna say Vampire Weekend.
1975, Glass Animals.
1975.
Ready?
Okay. Does it really come down to Vampire Weekend in the 1975?
How basic. 1975. And this is why. Okay?
Make your argument.
I just think, I don't know, I have a weird feeling about Vampire Weekend.
I think when it comes down to the two, and like, I don't know, ask me
if
in like 10 years.
For technical reasons, I think Vampire Weekend. But I think 1975 has more
they've got
of like,
range.
If we're looking at indie rock bands, 1975 fits the category. Because
Vampire Weekend is more indie pop.
Yes.
Well, but a lot of these are indie pop.
Well, I know. Okay, I'm just trying
almost
to
almost all of these are indie pop.
Also, I just have an emotional attachment to Matty Healy specifically.
See,
and,
I'm trying I don't know. I'm trying to remove my emotional attachment and just go on like class, because if you ask me in 10 years, like I don't know who will still be as relevant. Because the 1975 are so much newer and in a different era than Vampire Weekend. But like Vampire Weekend is just a classic.
They
like
are
who's headlining festivals, you know? Like
both.
Both are, but like
both were supposed to headline Glastonbury, so
true.
So that got canceled.
Are we saying Vampire Weekend?
I want to say the 1975.
I like the 1975 better. Like I literally would die for the 1975. I've seen them almost five times.
I will argue that they have more range.
Wait, how come when I said 1975, everyone got on my case?
But I would say
you know, she's arguing. I'm agreeing with you.
I'm leaning more toward Vampire Weekend, but
I think they're both great.
The 1975 are one of my all-time favorite bands of all time.
I'm sorry,
like,
this is like how the Democratic Party puts candidates against each other, and they're just trying to.
True, and they're all good. Okay, they're all good.
Oh,
I love
no.
them both. I don't know. My vote is gonna be for Vampire Weekend, but like it's a very slight vote.
I would say, okay, the 1975 has a song for literally every mood that I could possibly be
yeah.
experiencing.
So
no,
emotionally,
like, and, like, how much the 1975, I'm in their top 1% of listeners, according to Spotify, like, and I am not that way for Vampire Weekend, so I'm not arguing with you there at all.
Father of the Bride compared to, like, is that being the most recent album
mm-hmm.
versus Notes on a Conditional Form?
We haven't heard all of Notes on a Conditional Form yet.
Or, what's the, well, it's like two, Music for Cars.
Like, Music for Cars era, yeah. I don't know.
Okay,
like,
let's,
the whole...
I think we should just decide individually.
I'm gonna go with Vampire Weekend.
Yeah.
Oh, you changed your vote?
Yeah, I did.
I'm gonna go with Vampire Weekend.
I was listening to what you were saying, and I think you're right. There is a song for every mood in the 1975, but I do think that Vampire Weekend is just, like...
They Vampire Weekend does not
serious.
Have any songs
they're
about,
just,
like,
they
hating
just have more.
So.
But see, this sounds like a personal opinion. I'm just going on, like,
This is what this whole thing is
about. Right now I'm being like a Pitchfork critic. Pitchfork, hire me.
1975 will use like the same type of instruments in a lot of their songs, whereas Vampire Weekend will like mix it up and like
do other things. They got a lot of conga drum in there.
Also,
no, I love both bands so much.
And when you see them live, it's like such a toss-up because I literally love the 1975. Like, I like them more than I like Vampire Weekend. I want more Vampire
Weekend merch, so we'll go with that. It's fine.
We're going with Vampire Weekend?
I think we gotta go.
What is your decision, Eva?
I'm scared.
I think we're gonna go with a loose Vampire Weekend.
I'm like just not a 1975 fan. I just never got into them. And I think that that's like what.
I mean, I like am considering getting a 1975 tattoo, so like.
No, I mean, like don't be offended.
Like me being the kid who had a box tattoo on her arm. I don't have a tattoo.
Alright, fine. Vampire Weekend wins.
Wow, that was.
Are you upset that 21 Pilots isn't on there?
Yeah, wait,
it's not an indie rock band. I'm sorry, that's not indie rock.
Okay, well, I just didn't know if you were, like, upset.
I'm also upset about their new song, and I don't want to talk about it.
I actually
haven't heard them. Is it worse than Heathens?
It's so bad. Rachel, I literally
what can be worse than Heathens?
I actually haven't heard it yet. Can we do a live listen?
No, that's, like, copyright.
Oh, okay.
But we'll listen to it after this.
Yeah. Wait, can I use those headphones and listen to it?
Wait, no, not while we talk.
No, the ones that are, like, on the
table. Well, that won't plug into your phone.
Okay, never mind. Okay.
You can't just ignore us while we're doing a podcast.
Well, I like wanted to do like a live review, like no one else could hear. You'd be like, I'm here.
Oh,
yeah,
interesting.
Ooh,
that's not it. No,
he's just like, honestly, it's just like really cheesy. I feel like a lot of songs are being cheesy, and that's just.
I don't know. I've been doing a lot of these like brackety things because like what else am I doing with my time? Yeah. But I did one of like all the One Direction songs the other day. That one was difficult. No one else probably cares. But
I want them to make one.
There should be a boy bands one.
Oh
no! I want them to make one for like coming of age movies.
Make it, Eva. Go viral.
Yeah, you can make one.
I'm just like I need help. Like okay, let's list coming of age movies right now.
Make an Excel sheet.
Okay. Wait. How do I do this? Okay.
Pull up Excel, and then we'll just make a list, and then we'll seed them.
Okay. Ready. Mm-hmm. Okay. Lady Bird.
Okay.
Can we list 80s movies? Is that allowed?
Wait, how many do we need?
64.
Oh my god. Okay, I don't think we can do that live on the podcast.
What about?
We could do 32.
Okay.
Wait, did I do that math right?
Yeah.
Okay. Yes, you
did. Okay. Lady
when
Bird, what did
when
you
you're
say?
The smartest one of all of us.
Wallflower.
Yeah. Fault in Our Stars.
Call Me by Your Name.
Call Me by Your Name. Eighth Grade.
Yep.
Ew, have you seen that?
Yes, yeah, it's so good.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Oh my god.
Wait, Jojo Rabbit? Does that count?
No, I wouldn't say that's
it's
a coming
so
of age. That's a Holocaust movie.
Yeah, that's a Holocaust. It's definitely
it up,
it's
you definitely
just because Heroes by David Bowie is in the movie does not mean it's a coming of age movie.
I hate it. So Call Me by Your Name. Wait, what was the second one you just said?
Eighth grade. I would argue that's a coming of age movie because eighth grade is like such a
that's quintessentially, yeah. The Breakfast Club?
Pretty in Pink.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, so like all those, St. Olaf's Fire?
Yeah.
Yeah, Submarine. 16 Candles.
Okay, whoa. Okay, I'm not like 800 words per minute here.
Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
Okay, what the heck?
Oh, I know, Dead Poets Society.
Oh, yeah. I missed some of these, but that's okay.
Dirty Dancing.
Zerty Zancing. Okay, so for context, there's this vine that is of Nicki Minaj. This is like from back in the day.
Clueless. Sorry to interject.
Sorry. No, I don't know why, but like we started saying this because we watched a YouTube video where this guy was ranking all the Glee characters. And there's this vine of Nicki Minaj. I'm going to play it.
Don't do it. Okay.
But, so we keep saying zon't zo it, and then anything
so
that starts
with... anything that starts with a D, you use a Z.
Yeah, so we'd be like, zerty zancing. Or we were like, zon't mess with Texas. I don't know, it just has become this weird inside joke between all of us.
Yeah, Rachel!
No, we made that when I was supposed to go to Texas.
Okay.
And I didn't go. Me and Allison made the joke that my caption was going to be, zon't mess with Texas.
You're not focused.
This is a tangent. This is mostly tangents.
Would Stand By Me count as a coming of age movie?
I've never seen
What's
it.
Stand By Me?
The one where all the boys go find the dead body on the train tracks?
Oh, I've never seen
that's
that.
Like one of my favorite
Almost
movies
Famous
of all
would
time.
Count.
Okay, Almost
Are
Famous.
Are you looking up coming of age movies?
Yes.
Can LOL be in there?
I love LOL.
But no, I don't think it's...
Because also think about, like, the feeling we were talking about earlier.
Yeah, but when they play Summer on Lady Mina.
Yeah, that's what I was talking about. Little Women.
Oh, yeah.
Someone put the Lion King in here. That's wrong.
Love, Simon?
Yes, Love, Simon. Yeah. Can we put Paper
Edge Towns? Of 17.
Edge of 17.
That's a good movie.
What is that one?
Napoleon Dynamite.
There was a Netflix movie this summer that had KJ Apa and
I hated that movie.
Oh, I really liked it. Okay.
I feel like the Netflix movies that are coming out right now are like coming of age.
Angus Thongs and Perfect Snogging.
Yes, that one's for sure.
Okay.
That like song or that not that song, that movie. Oh my god, Ultraviolet from that movie when he plays that.
When I was like 15, I was like, I feel something.
No, guys, Boyhood.
I don't know.
Amazing.
It's good, but it's not like a it's not like YA though. Wait.
That's like Spectacular Now.
Yes, when she gets hit by the car.
Oh wait, The Fault in Our Stars.
Yeah, we just said that.
Okay.
Did you put Paper Towns?
No.
Oh yeah.
And
500 Days of Summer.
Oh yeah.
An amazing soundtrack.
Is 17 again a coming of age movie?
No. No. Stop yourself.
Okay.
I'd say it's more of a fun
Juno, right guys.
Yeah, Juno.
Nothing says coming of age like teen pregnancy.
Actually, though.
What about Booksmart?
That's just like a sad movie.
It's totally coming of age, though. She definitely jumps in a pool to indie rock music.
Is 5 Feet Apart coming of age? It just has Shailene Woodley in it.
I don't know.
I'm confused. Risky Business?
The last song.
Oh my god.
It's not a coming of age movie.
It's literally.
That's just a drama.
It says coming of age romance.
No,
I would argue
that it's not.
Sorry,
that's not.
LOL's on here too.
But like, it just
that's
doesn't
wrong.
Have the energy.
That is bad.
God, you guys are so mean.
I know. I'm sorry. I'm so.
Is,
American Beauty, come on, guys.
Oh my god.
Is Brokeback Mountain?
Okay.
13 going on 30.
Yeah.
No.
Why not? That's literally about wanting to be older.
Yeah, and she's like...
Pair of 24.
Say Anything.
Yeah.
Footloose.
Nick and Nora's Infinite Playlist.
Oh, he's so cheesy.
I love that movie. I love that book when I was 13.
On
okay.
Did you put Submarine on there?
Yes. Guys, Breaking Away. Just kidding.
No.
I was just kidding. Jeez, mom, I got roasted.
I don't know. The last song is coming up on this list a lot.
You know what? Maybe you should just ignore it.
Because it's a drama. It'd be like The Notebook, you know? It's like the same
energy.
It's not
energy. A coming of age movie.
I don't know.
Fast Times?
Oh, yeah.
At Richmond High?
Uh-huh.
Someone has The Karate Kid.
Call Me By Your Name is in there, right?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Have you guys ever seen Mystic Pizza? That's such a good 80s movie.
No.
Mm-mm.
The Sandlot? Is that coming out? No.
It needs to make you like
Princess Diaries.
No.
Oh, yes. Come on. That's so
Rachel,
good.
Why is Breaking Away
Rachel,
in this list?
Rachel, please help me. Princess Diaries.
No, I just
want to
know why Breaking Away.
Stop.
Because it's Google and it's just a keyword search.
I know, but like, okay, I actually have never seen Breaking Away, which is probably like controversial.
I
want to
hear your thoughts on Princess Diaries being a coming of age movie.
It's a Disney movie.
Okay, fine. That's fine.
However, I love that movie in every way, shape, and form.
I love that movie too, but it doesn't have anything
Sisterhood
to do
of the Traveling Pants.
Yes, I would agree with that.
It's not going to win.
I don't.
That's fine. I don't care if it
Perks of Being a Wallflower is going to win. It's going to be Perks of Being a Wallflower versus Call Me By Your Name.
Or versus 500 Days of Summer.
Okay, what about, like, Forrest Gump?
No, I wouldn't call that
the
a
Graduate?
Coming of age movie.
The Graduate? What's that?
I wouldn't call that coming of age either.
What about Coco?
Mm.
You guys are like, please stop.
Honestly, I feel like Angus
Project X.
I would argue.
Oh, no.
Did you have Love, Simon in there?
Yeah.
Oh, 10 Things I Hate About You?
I already have that.
Okay, good. We love people.
Have you guys seen Sing Street? That's such a good movie.
I've never seen
it. It is so good. It was on Netflix. I don't know if it still is.
Can you just, like, put, like,
Clueless?
Compile a list for me?
Yeah,
that already. Get with it. I don't know, guys.
How many do we have?
Wait, Juno won an Oscar?
We need, like, four more. Yeah, for
Michael Cera.
Writing.
Oh.
If we only need, like, four more, then just let me put The Princess Diaries. It won't win. I can vote it off in the first round.
Fine.
And if I put that, then I feel like the Lizzie McGuire movie also.
Here's a list of 50 best coming of age movies ever.
The Lizzie McGuire movie is not going on there. I'm sorry. Okay. If we're putting that on there, we're putting the Hannah Montana movie on there. All right.
Let's
do you have Dirty Dancing?
Yes.
Do you have Ghost?
Do I have Dirty Dancing?
Yeah.
Is there any dancing?
Okay, come on. There has to be more.
I haven't looked.
What, have you guys ever seen The Art of Getting By?
I have not.
Okay. That's with Emma Roberts. And Freddie Highmore, isn't it? She knows it's like super indie.
Oh, what's that one? Robert Pattinson one about 9/11.
Remember me? Can we put that on there?
Sure, why not? It's just a great movie.
Oh my god, this list has Star Wars.
Get out.
All right, that's a loose
guys,
association.
Guys, Easy A. No, I'm just kidding.
No. I love that movie.
Guys, Good Will Hunting.
Oh, sure. If you can count the other Robin Williams movie, then you can count
guys, Heathers.
Mrs. Doubtfire.
Wait, Heathers low-key.
Heathers
is a great
Did you put Edge of 17?
We need two left.
Yeah.
We need two left.
The Graduate's on here of, like, a list of...
Do you want me to put it on there, then?
I just... I'm so confused how breaking... Like, I guess I've never seen it, but...
Well, just because the internet says it's coming of age doesn't mean it is.
No, it's, like, in this, like, list of, like...
It's just a random website, though. It doesn't mean it is.
I know, but I'm just surprised. Oh, The Virgin Suicides.
Oh, yeah.
I can't believe you think Boyhood is not a coming of age movie, but it's literally about coming of age.
It is, but, like, when I'm thinking coming of age, I'm thinking, like, sad, nostalgic 80s music, indie rock, like...
That's, like, just an indie movie.
Do you have Ferris Bueller's Day Off?
Yes.
I can't explain it, but it doesn't have the energy.
This screenshot from 8th grade is the girl, like, doing the peace sign to her phone, and I just can't.
Oh my god.
Guys, what about?
I just, like, would love to say, just point out how good that movie is.
It is really good. If you're expecting it to be a comedy, you, like, won't like it the first time, though. Because it was by Bo Burnham, like, I thought it was going to be hilarious, and I was like...
There were some really funny moments.
There were some. But I, like, went into it being, like, really confused, and then I had to watch it again, because I, like, wasn't ready for it to be a drama. But it was really good.
But I really liked how it, like, it accurately... described
how it feels to be an eighth grader.
How uncomfortable it is to be an eighth grader.
I feel like boys don't get that though. Like every boy I've ever talked to has been like, eighth grade was fine. Like
my dad said it was like really great because it like made him like feel for like being a dad. Like
oh that's no, I just mean eighth grade like
guys,
itself,
about...
not the movie.
Oh sorry.
All right guys, what about Silver Linings Playbook?
I mean they're both like old.
They're
yet,
like adults
but, like,
though.
But that. They're still, like, coming into, like, a new part of their life. Like,
I guess.
Okay, if we needed just to fill the spots,
me.
Then sure.
Hunger Games.
One more.
The whole Hunger Games.
Harry Potter.
No.
We could do a list of movies based on books.
True. That would be a whole nother bracket.
Yeah, yeah. Wait.
We'll just start. Well, it's not mostly tangents. We'll just be mostly brackets.
How long have we been podcasting now?
We're almost at an hour. I'll stop
okay.
it in an hour.
So okay. I think what we'll do is we can, like... Now that we have the list,
we can create it. Several more brackets, yeah.
Well, we could post this on Eva's Twitter for you all to fill out yourselves.
And then we'll do another podcast filling it out.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. I like that.
I think that's fun.
Okay.
Well, thanks for tangenting with us.
Yeah, we love...
Hopefully this wasn't super boring. I feel like it kind of was, but... So
it was fun for us.
I feel like this could be a radio show with all the music talk that we did. I hope you agree with our opinions.
I don't know.
Yeah.
We all have... We're all very... opinionated about our music, I think, because we're so passionate about it, so...
We're just, like, really indie. We're, like, really indie. Like, I, like, am so indie.
Some people are gonna be like, I only listen to rap music and I had no idea who any of those bands were, and we'll be like, well... Probably not.
I'm sorry, but if you don't know who any of... Like, if you genuinely did not know a single band on that list, we can't be friends. Like,
wait, I didn't know the first one.
No, like, it's okay if you didn't know some, but I mean, if you literally didn't know any, like, then we literally...
If you've never heard Pumped Up Kicks, like,
I mean,
please,
like,
what the fuck?
Every 21-year-old boy loves Tame Impala.
Yeah,
so,
true. Show me one that doesn't, I dare
show
you.
Show me one that isn't wearing a jersey and being like, guys,
the less I know,
like... No, the less I know, the better changed my life.
Even though they just heard it for the first time last year, and I've literally been bumping it, like, since, what, 2015, 2014?
Yeah.
All right. Okay. Well, thanks for listening. We'll get back to you about the bracket.
Leave a message after the
phone. Bye.